was a moment when the lights went out, when death had claimed its victory. The King of Love had given up his life. The darkest day in history. There on a cross they made for sinners. For every curse is blood atoned. One final breath and it was finished. But not the end we could have known. For the earth began.
Jesus.
us to bow down before your throne. See your face, I'll cry out, because you're holy, 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 holy are you, Lord. Jesus, King of Kings. Jesus, Majesty. Another glimpse of glory, sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever, forever. Worthy, 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 Lord, another glimpse of glory, sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever, forever. Worthy, 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 Lord, another glimpse of glory, sing once more. Worthy, 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 Lord, forever. Jesus, King of Kings. Jesus, Majesty. Jesus, King of Kings. Jesus,
we're gonna hang out here for just a minute. If we can just continue in this space of adoration, praising the Lord for who he is, acknowledging that he alone is high and exalted above all. So just take a moment by yourself to reflect on his glory. praise him for that. And then if you feel led out of that to just lift up some praises to him audibly, we welcome that as well.
Yes, Jesus, truly you are the King of Kings. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you for your sacrifice that our sins may be forgiven. We long to be with you.
Yes, Jesus, we praise you because there is no one like you. There is none beside you. No one and nothing compares to your majesty and your love. Anything else that we worship or serve just seeks to steal and take. But you, Lord, desire to give and to pour out your love. So because of your goodness, we worship you and praise you. Sing Jesus, King of Kings.
Jesus.
Lord, that is our prayer this morning. That you would just pour your Spirit out upon us. That you would open our eyes to see your presence dwelling here in our midst. Lord, that you would draw us nearer and nearer to you. Remove the things from our minds and this space that would distract us from you and hinder us from encountering your presence. And Lord, teach us more about you in a personal way as we look into your word this morning. So Lord, come have your way in this service. Come have your way in our hearts. For you're all that we want and all that we need. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And before you're seated, if you would join me in either a physical Bible or in a Bible on your phone, and turning to Matthew chapter 16, we'll be reading from verses 21 to 28. And as you are turning there, the children at this time are dismissed to children's church. And for the rest of us, let's read Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 through 28 together. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said. "This should never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward every person according to what they have done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.